And this is that three-quarter replica scale wall that you'll see in Washington, D.C. You're going to get an opportunity, really, of a lifetime. It came in many, many years ago, before, and I remember the smaller version of it. This is the real deal coming in here this week.
Yeah, it's the largest of the traveling memorial walls. And also on August 23rd, that thing's going to be making its way up to the VA hospital. And the Butler County Legion American Legion Riders, who made all this possible, they're looking for 1,000 bikes to help escort this thing up. So if you are interested, you know, get in contact with them. Walt Skibicki, get in contact with him. That would just be awesome to see 1,000 bikes escorting that thing into town. And they also encourage people to line the streets. They're going to be coming up Route 19 into Zelianople, and then up Route 68 through Evans City. And just really, you know, a chance to be a part of that. And then hopefully, of course, you'll go and check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what a remarkable day. Again, Wednesday the 23rd will be, if you have a bike, you know, be a part of it. And Walt's on Facebook. You can find information if you need to. Just plan to be a part of it. It's going to be no doubt remarkable and something that everybody will remember for a lifetime. So we'll visit with Martin Vincent coming up. But first, going to take our little reflection back here to our last Rock Done Right tour stop. And thanks to Shady Lady Productions for making a remarkable night of music out at the Hotel Beacon. Of course, I've seen the Noble Hops Band in action before. I've seen the Shiners in action before. And it's always never a night to miss because the music is great. But I'd never seen Ray Lanick before. And wow. Well, I'd be making serious efforts to see Ray Lanick again. Talk about, well, Ray didn't have his band. He was by himself. You talk about a one-man show and a guy who is an incredible, incredible guitar player. I was blown away, as many other people there that night were.
Yeah, he puts on a show all by himself. And you know, he's one of them working musicians. He's, you know, you check him out and he's playing constantly. He's gigging constantly. And yeah, really glad he was able to be a part of that.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to play a song that's original of his called Barkeeper. And we'll spin that tonight to kick off our show.
All right, and then we're going to follow that up with some new music from Marty Zundel. We've played some of his solo stuff in the past. He's got a band together, and they're putting a new CD out. He hopes to have it out before the holidays. The working title for it is Country Heart. He hopes to have about 10 tunes on it or whatnot. But right here, he gave us a little sample of that, and the song is called 600 Miles.
Time flies dad, I just had to know if I'm good enough to make the show, 'cause that's what I wanna be. Well, I guess I didn't look too sure as I turned and headed for the door, and he just smiled 'cause he'd seen it all before when he was me. And he said, 600 miles to get there, 600 miles to somewhere. You might be a star, you know, you just might not get that far. Every chance you're gonna take it, even when you have to fake it. Pretty soon you know if you can make it on your own. 600 miles to get there, 600 miles to get back home. I hit town on Friday night, Broadway bars and the neon lights. They're quite a sight to see. Country music fills the air and guitar players everywhere, and everyone a better one than me. Well, I told myself that I'm pretty sure that I'm glad I headed for the door, and he just smiled when he seen it all before. And what might be, and he said, 600 miles to get there, 600 miles to somewhere. You might be a star, you know, you just might not get that far. Every chance you're gonna take it, even when you have to fake it. Pretty soon you know if you can make it on your own. 600 miles to get there, 600 miles to get back home. I've come to understand why I'm working days to pay my bills and nighttime in the band. Still don't know the plan, but every time I lose my way, I remember every word he said that. You might be a star, you know, you just might not get that far. Every chance I'm gonna take it, even if I have to fake it. Pretty soon I'll know that I can make it on my own. 600 miles to get there, 600 miles to get back home.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food. Great brewskis, and the staff, all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks, Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment being presented by the Rainbow Inn in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. Don't forget, they're open every day of the week, Monday through Saturday anyway, at 11 a.m., so you can stop by for some lunch and a beverage in the afternoon or whatever fits your schedule. Pirates are making us drink a lot of those man cans this year.
I say, stop in and watch them chase that pennant. They're going to drag that out, aren't they? Watch them get over 500. Hopefully they're there by now.
I like Jay Klein's analogy. They're teasing us like a hair band did in the 80s. You know? So, anyway, the Rainbow Inn sponsoring this segment of the news. And this is a very special week around these parts here in western Pennsylvania, kind of tying back into something that we were a part of last Veterans Day, and that is the Moving Wall is here in western Pennsylvania, and we thought it be a perfect time to sit down and visit with a gentleman who does quite a bit of performing for local veterans, and I think even a little more wide-ranging than even veterans in our area here, but an opportunity to speak with Martin Vincent, who's in the studio with us. Martin, good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Very important time this week. Hope you'll get out and check out the wall. We were part of the Veterans Day concert last year, the American Legion Riders. Were raising funds to bring in the wall, and it's hard to believe you, Todd, that it's actually here.
Yeah, and it took a lot of effort and a lot of money to make that even happen with all the landscaping and moving of earth and security and lighting and everything. So applaud everybody who contributed to make it happen.
And of course, that was a Rock Done Right tour stop, and Martin, ironically, was also part of a Rock Done Right tour stop earlier this year. The Band Geeks for Autism Speaks concert. You actually performed out at the White Star, is that right?
Yeah, we had the opportunity to open the show.
Yeah, we did.
Had a good time.
Very cool.
Good crowd. Fun.
Yeah. Well, good to have you here, and we're going to find out a little bit about you and play some of your music with us here tonight, but I guess we need to set the stage and find out a little bit about Martin Vincent. Martin, you grew up in this area. You were born in this area,
actually,
right?
I was born in Mount Pleasant, mm-hmm. but we did move away when I was about three.
Okay.
And always vacationed back there in the winters and summers. So
yeah. Now, where did your family take off to?
It's a town that you may never have heard of. It's called Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's a little rivalry there.
I'm Googling it now.
But yeah, it's spent the better part of my life in Baltimore.
Okay. Musical family? How did you get involved in music at all?
No, I came from a European family, and anything that you brought home, any money you made went on the table for paying bills or buying dinner that night. So I didn't get into music until just after 1970. I got out of the military, got out of the Marine Corps, USMC, back from Vietnam, and purchased my first guitar and just beat my head against the fretboard and still do.
Yeah. A love-hate relationship. I think a lot of musicians tell us that they have that with their instruments. Huh? Yeah. Any influences? I mean, what was that inspiration to sit down and play music?
Well, I'm actually a child of the late 40s, so, you know, I grew up in the 50s and the 60s. So, mm-hmm. You know, everything from swing, you know, on up to eventually, you know, with, of course, the early songwriters, you know, Dylan, of course, and then later Stills, Young, Merle Haggard,
okay,
Steve Earle,
yeah,
Steve, people like that.
Love Steve Earle,
yeah,
and of course the British Invasion. You got me. Mm-hmm. I like the grittier side, you know, of it. You know, Animals, Rolling Stones,
okay, some energy, that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. Did you have any formal training when you started playing the fretboard, or was it kind of self taught? You just searched and found.
Actually, I took a few lessons from a really well-known Baltimore musician. He was a conservatory graduate of Peabody, Christopher Sassan. He later went out to California and worked with Taj Mahal. Hmm. And I hadn't seen him. I had moved to California myself for about 10 years, and I hadn't seen Topher for quite a while. And I moved back to Baltimore, and he was backing a young girl who was promoting her CD. And I just happened into that show, and I go, you know, during the break, I said, "Oh, my God, Topher, how are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, my God, I haven't seen you forever." And I go, you know, just chatting it up, I said, "Are you still giving lessons?" And he put his arm around me, and he said, "No, Marty, you were the last."
Oh boy!
And that, you know, and that was the that was it. You know, I had no. It's just I have an odd way of learning. You know, I just beat my head against the board, and you know, whatever comes up, you know, 90% of it's crap, and then you hope you hold on to that other 10%. You know.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're writing songs, same kind of thing.
Melody and lyrics comes pretty easy to me.
Okay.
It's pretty easy, you know. It's an observation. It might be a personal struggle, a personal triumph, an observation of something that's happening, you know, in today's world. Like, stop at a light and read a sign and go, "Oh, wait a minute, there's a song there."
Okay.
And then hopefully, you preserve it till you get home and pick up the guitar and start working on it.
That's cool. Does it come easy to blend the musical style with the lyrics? I mean, does that come to you as well, where you're sitting there looking at that light and then there's the thoughts, and you know, does a melody come along with that, or is that something you just kind of play around with?
It's funny, Bob. I've written songs that, you know, I consider, and other people or people in the know consider to be really excellent songs, and I've written them in 15 minutes, you know? And one we're going to do today, Deep in the Ground, it took me 10 years to write.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's no reason to rhyme.
Yeah.
I don't know where it comes from.
Just
I don't know how it comes. And, you know, and I find if I try to push it too hard, it just starts sounding contrived.
Okay.
So.
Okay. You mentioned that you were in the Vietnam War. I was.
I joined the Marine Corps. I signed up when I was 16. And the recruiter came to my house, and I didn't tell my mother, knocked on the door and said, you know, he wants to go to the Marine Corps. So, you know, we kind of forced the issue there. So when I was on my 17th birthday, I signed up for the Corps, yeah. And I was young and dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much it there.
Yeah. How long were you in?
Spent 4+ years active and 2 years inactive, okay. 66 to 71 active.
Okay, and obviously the heart of the Vietnam War. So
yeah, I spent a year in Gitmo, and then I spent split 69-70 in Vietnam.
Okay, all right. So, and you still give back to the veterans. You said you perform quite a bit for veterans groups.
When I first started playing music, I thought, oh, I'd be a club musician, and a lot of my friends, they were out at the Institute of Peabody in Baltimore. Since they were 13, playing with their dad's band, sneaking into bars, and I go, well, that's what I'm going to do. And after about 5 years, I realized, no, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm not learning 5 songs a week, and I'm not going to sound like X or Y or Z.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized songwriting was, you know, was going to be my skill set. So I never really concentrated on performing until about 20 years ago. I had an opportunity to perform for an organization of POWs ranging from Second World War all the way through Korea, Vietnam, and the modern Middle Eastern Sand Wars. And so that was really not the first time I walked on stage, but the first time I walked on stage and I felt like, oh, yeah, this is where I need I feel comfortable at. And every time I get up on stage now, regardless if I'm getting paid for it or if it's a benefit show, I just marvel that these people are there and they take their time to listen to, you know, the material that I'm doing, and it's an honor, really. Mm-hmm. You know, and then if you get paid, that's just icing on the cake.
Yeah. Well, let's give a listen. We'll continue our conversation, but let's give a listen to one of your songs. You have a song called Prison Dream that we're going to play. Can you tell us a little background of that?
Well, I spent 5 years in a state penitentiary in Maryland, and about 2.5-3 years through that sentence, I was writing a lot of honky-tonk, crying your beer songs, and I said, man, I got to write something a little more upbeat. So it was sort of like just a silly catharsis. Uh-huh. And then people seemed to really take to the song. So there we go, Prison Dream.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Give it out to ECI, all the guys out at ECI in St. Ann's County, Maryland.
There you go, just in case they're listening, right? It's Prison Dream. Martin Vinson visiting tonight here on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. And yes, streaming at 977rocks.com.
Mama called, think I saw my dog. There was my best girl, well, that was best of all. I dream of all these things, Lord, but don't you see? I dream the way these prison walls, no prison walls for me. Well, I was driving down the road in my favorite car, drinking my favorite drink at a friendly bar. And I was being with good friends that never let me down. Dreamed away these prison walls, these prison walls come down. Dancing to Bella Wright, shake it, break it hot. Boot scoop boogie till long after dark. And I was laying by her side, skin soft to the touch. Smelled the sand, a sweet perfume. Well, I felt that body rush. I'll dream of all these things, Lord, but don't you see? I dreamed away these prison walls, no prison walls for me. Of this rhyme cannot dream away. Well, this old life of crime, I'll dream of all these things, Lord, but don't you see? Dream away these prison walls, no prison walls for me. I'll dream of all these things, Lord, how could it be? So when I woke up from my dream, well, I woke in still blind soon. Let me down easy when you say goodbye. Speak to me softly, look into my eyes. Just say that you're sorry the way things are. Let me down easy tonight. Talk about the weather,
late night news. What you did at work today, where you got those shoes. Speak to me softly, don't make me cry. Let me down easy at night. And I never noticed you were slipping away. No, I didn't see the look in your eyes. I didn't notice you were drifting away. No, I just didn't
lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and this segment presented by Broz's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price. They're at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, and you can stop up and get some great eats that you can put on your grill, or, hey, if you're hungry at lunchtime, why not swing into Broz's? They always have some great food in the case. Deli meats, cheeses, homemade sides and salads, and always something special for lunchtime. So stop up and see our friends at Broz's Superette, the musical family.
Yeah, summer's not over yet, so keep grilling.
Long way to go, hey? Our sister station's doing the 93 days of summer, and we're really only about halfway through Visiting with Martin Vincent here tonight. Martin was part of one of the more recent Rock Down Right tour stops earlier in the spring, the Band Geeks for Autism Speaks event. And we just heard a couple of songs from Martin, Prison Dream and Let Me Down Easy. Give me a little recap on the Let Me Down Easy, if you would, Martin.
Oh, it's just a simple country lament. I thought it was a lament. And then as I look back on it more and more, I think, of course, you know, I was the protagonist in that song. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, is this a crying in your beer type song? And then I realized that the guy was just asking for sex one more time. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like he was so sad. He knew it was going to end, but it was like, okay, give me some sympathy sex. I'll get something out of this deal. So it's not really as sad as it sounds. I mean, you know, I wouldn't, you know, shed any tears over that song. but incidentally, my wife Lynn and Juliana Carr, a very talented vocalist from Greensburg, who's now in New York, did the background on that. And I wanted the background to be like very 50s, Dell Vikings.
Yeah.
And I think they did a good job. I think they did a better job than any of us, actually.
So they came and went with you to the studio to record that song.
Actually, these
that was a bad, bad connection to the Dell Vikings, wasn't it? Sorry, I have that problem.
Actually, these are just home recordings, and no one was really a recording engineer that was involved with these. Mike did most of the engineering, and they certainly, you know, do lack that professional touch. But we're going in the studio soon.
Good, good. Well, hey, it sounded good and great to hear from you. And you mentioned Mike. Let's talk about Mike. He produced these, but also he's your guitarist?
Dr. Michael Parniak, yes. He's a very talented guitarist that we met trading gear and about 5.5, 6 years ago, and he's been playing with me ever since. It's sort of like a bad marriage you just can't get rid of, you know?
Mm.
It's like we act like a husband and wife in a musical sense. He comes from a much different background, disciplined.
Okay.
Very disciplined, and I'm kind of more like a free spirit. So somehow, you know, in the middle of Twain meets, and it seems to work, and we don't kill each other on stage, but, you know. But no, he's been very instrumental, and Mike's been very instrumental in making my songs more presentable to, mm-hmm. to the general public.
Okay. When you guys are out playing, now does he do a lot of the benefit shows that you end up doing?
He does. Yeah. He's somewhat retired now, but before that, he would always do a benefit show, and he's an internationally renowned research scientist, and he was always off Japan or somewhere else. But but if he was available, he would certainly be there.
Yeah. So when you guys play together, how's the dynamic? As you said, you like to kind of branch out and as an artist, musician, just feel the moment, and does he kind of rein you in? I mean, how does a gig occur, and do you go in with a structured anticipation, or is it the playing to the moment?
Mike likes a structured song list. I like a double song list. I mean, if you're doing 90 minutes or 2.5 hours and you get to song 10 and I don't remember the first line, I like to have an alternate, you know. Mm-hmm. But like Mike likes that structured one song list. And I'll usually have two song lists. I'll have like, okay, you know, this is the alternate for that song. Or I just might not be feeling it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, you might go like, I don't think this is a place for that song.
Yeah.
So how many songs would you say you have in your bag that you can pull out? I mean, you've been writing since 74?
Yeah, I'd say I probably have in excess of 100, I'm sure. And hopefully 40 or 50 that I think could chart with the right artist behind them.
Yeah, wow. That's impressive stuff. Do you have a catalog of these anywhere, Reverb Nation or any of the places that people listening could
give
a listen?
Well, I do have some things posted on Reverb Nation. The catalog is right here.
In the brain?
And
it's on those two song lists.
Unfortunately, that catalog is starting to fail a little bit. So Erico, we're going in the studio, and we're going to you know, put them all down.
Try to catalog some of these.
I actually worked with a very talented guy, John Robusto, in College Park, Maryland. And, you know, I put about 50 songs down, and I went over to his house one day to record, and his wife said, he doesn't live here anymore. He absconded to Arizona with some young girl, and I said, did he leave my ADAT? She says, well, there's something here with your name on it. So I got it, and then I took it to another studio, and there were 2.5 songs on it. So I had lost a year of recording and close to 50 songs on there again.
Oh, wow.
I'm still looking for John. If you're out there, John, we will meet one day.
Yeah. Hopefully with some of the material still intact, right? Yeah. So, Martin Vinson visiting with us here tonight on the Grassroots Show. And, Martin, we kind of kicked off the show mentioning that this moving wall is here. And I'd be curious, since you were in the Vietnam War, How meaningful is something like this to someone that's served in the military? Because I personally have not, but I saw the response last year for Veterans Day when we were doing the fundraising concert to help the American Legion Riders, just at that point get the ball rolling for this major, major event. I was really kind of blown away by the response, especially from those people that had served in the military. Obviously, that's something that never leaves your blood, does it?
Well, yeah, especially the Vietnam veterans. You know, there was a time when they were accused of you know, being crybabies, on and on. But when we came back, I mean, there was really no acceptance. The conservatives said, "You lost the war." Well, we never lost the war. We had a saying: "You want to know how to win this war? Ask any private." There was never any effort to win the war. Mm-hmm. I mean, it started out as an ideological war and ended up into a huge money-making profit situation.
That is continuing today.
Why do we want to win this war? I mean, military brass, they would achieve ranks that they could only achieve in five lifetimes. The professionals, you know. The industrial complex was booming. Everybody's working, and we came back. And of course, then the left. We were the baby killers. We were this. We were that. Mm-hmm. And to that, I always say, well, you have a 10-year-old coming at you with a satchel of 20 pounds of explosives at you, and you're going to become a baby killer too. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. It was a very ugly war, but I think we probably lost more, as many, if not more, people. To the disenfranchisement when they came back. I mean, it was really, you couldn't find work. You know, work was starting to drop off anyway because of the industrial complex was oriented to support the war. And then a lot of people in human resources, they were all out of colleges, and they were all anti-war. So you came there as a veteran, you were like, you know,
yeah,
you aren't
yeah.
getting hired. I mean,
right.
And that's so you know, it was a difficult thing. So for this wall to happen, and for the over the decades now, for the I think the veterans are finally getting the respect that they deserved. It was a very difficult situation to be in, and then the Native Americans, they did a study on a lot of the Native Americans that fought that war, that were in war culture tribes, and they noticed that when these people came back to their tribe, that they were given positions of importance in their community, mm-hmm. and that these people adjusted very well. They were respected for being that warrior.
Yeah.
So when we came back, and you weren't part of that Native American culture. And, you know, I remember coming through L.A. International and, you know, people spitting on military guys, throwing red paint on them. And so the wall means a lot. And it means a lot. I think the subsequent contemporary vets understand that a lot, too.
Yeah,
I think there are a lot of vets fighting these contemporary wars that go like, this is crazy. Perhaps we should be here, perhaps we shouldn't, but that's what they have to do. You know, they signed the dotted line, and they made that commitment. And I think they understand, and I think, you know, Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania in general, I found that the community here is much more, the culture here respects the vet much more than many places I've lived.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, I've lived in Baltimore, I've lived in Florida, I've lived in California. And I've never had so many people come up to me, you know, if I have a USMC hat on or my jacket with a patch on and thank me for my service. And this town is really great.
Yeah.
I mean, regarding that, they really do have a high amount of respect for the vet.
Interesting. And I think it's important for people to hear that right now, especially because of maybe some of the younger generation and people that weren't there understanding what was going on at that time, the political arena that was surrounding that war, and, you know, comparing that to today, things that are going on, but understanding that process as the wall is here And I think it's good to know that.
We were talking offline. It was 50 years ago, and that's what's kind of mind-blowing, too. We're 50 years past that now.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Yeah. I appreciate you sharing that with us, though.
I do, too.
And definitely, I think it puts the impetus on people getting out and observing that. Martin Vincent here tonight. We need to talk about a couple of more songs. You have a Facebook page, too. We mentioned the Reverb Nation location. Can you tell us a little bit about where people can find you online if they would like to search out the music and maybe find out where you're playing?
Just the Reverb Nation and the Facebook right now under Martin Vincent. Okay. And the Reverb Nation is an artist page. So, you know, when you go pull it up, please, Martin Vincent, under the artist page. And I've been much more prolific as a songwriter than I have as a marketer. So I'm trying, you know, in these later years to get a little better at that.
Good, good. Deep in the Ground and Boulevard of Tears, two more songs that we want to talk about. Can you give us an intro as we play those?
Sure. Deep in the Ground, it's just a mining disaster song. As an Americana, roots-type songwriter, I feel like you have to have a prison song, you have to have a shipwreck song, you have to have mine disaster. But the mine disaster is really related to my my family in my hometown, Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. Even though we moved from there at a young age, we would do our summer vacations, and I always remember the old timers walking around, and they'd have always have a limp, bent over, few of their fingertips missing. You could see the coal would be in their cheek, in their forehead, knuckles, and their elbows, and they were always just so great. They're always so friendly to you, you know. And my paternal grandfather was a Polish immigrant who worked in the mines, and it was a very tough life, and I think it's also a contemporary issue, and I'm not anti-mining, but there is no doubt that that the miners need, you know, we need to be safety oriented and concerned with the conditions that they
sure,
have.
Yeah.
Actually, that song was going to be featured in Spike TV's Coal series, but I followed it with them just after they scored the entire first series, and they go, you know what, we're going to use that if it runs a second season, and unfortunately it did not run a second season.
Okay.
But, you know, it was good that it was a good kick in the pants going like, yeah, it's a cool song.
Sure. And Boulevard of Tears, could you intro that for us?
Boulevard of Tears is one of those songs that, you know, you write and you don't know really what you wrote it about and why you wrote it until you start reflecting on it, you know?
Yeah.
And this relates to a situation back in 1969. A young 18-year-old Marine, PFC Jimmy Wayne Phipps, saved my life and a number of other Marines and gave his life. Received the Medal of Honor, and you know that gift, that selflessness that you never, you know, you rarely see. If you see it in your life, and it's such a rare thing, and you know, it kind of makes everything else unimportant. So it's just a basic kind of an ode to him in a way, and the gift of life that he had given. And then also, you know, I feel like I have a debt that can never be paid. So, you know, every day you try to do it, and you know there are many, many times that I've failed miserably, but you know you still try. You know,
powerful stuff. Martin Vincent, thank you for the visit. Thank you for sharing the music with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's give him a listen. It's Martin Vincent tonight on the Grassroots Show, 97.7 FM.
Changes this old town, digging that black rock from the ground.
He's an elbows tattooed blue, barely enough to make bills due. Now old Jim Crowley led the crew when that water come rushing through. Some men scrambling to high ground for that rock come crushing down. Some 100 feet deep in the ground, laying that hammer down like your father done before. And your sons will do once more. Now that town stood dead still while them frantic miners drill. Drill bits breaking, hearts aching. Will they find them alive still? And the governor said things will change. Archaic laws go the way. Profits first, safety last, will be a thing of the past. 700 feet deep in the ground, in a hole, 200 tons crushing down, like your father done before. And your sons will do once more. That union's taking dues, some say from the miners' company too, sitting in them local bars, eating, drinking with company stars. Well, I can't really say for sure what it was like for them that day, knowing that they're at death's door. No one should have to die that way. 700 feet deep in the ground, laying that hammer down, like your father done before. And your sons will do once more. Some 100 feet deep in the ground, laying that hammer down, like your father done before. And your sons will do, you know your sons will do, and your sons will do once more. Nothing ever changes, nothing ever changes, nothing ever changes in this old town. Value is treasured by the treasures they leave behind. But give me love instead of gold. Pray show me kindness and love. Mankind's treasures that we need in this world are in our hearts to plant the seed. Still I try to walk this way, path of love and not a hate. Remembering all my pains and fears through these years, I walk this boulevard of tears. As the children, they look on,
they look on,
while they learn from you and me. In generations yet to come,
yet to come,
let's break this chain of misery, make this road a street of joy, bringing love to everyone. A life of peace, not a war, legacy for years to come.
Walking in the rain, never notice teardrops in my eyes. But why may it be you're calling from this pain?
I'll walk this boulevard,
this lonely boulevard. I'll walk this boulevard.
Oh.
When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
The Rock Done Right Tour continues Labor Day weekend with Corbri Woodstock in West Deer Township. That's the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, September 3rd. A day-long music festival. Check out CorbriWoodstock.com, but don't delay. Tickets are online only and do sell out. Mark your calendar as well for Saturday, October 14th for Zeely on Tap. Yeah, they'll have some great brews and music all day long in Zeely and Opal. And mark your calendar as well for November 12th. That'll be the Veterans Day benefit, part of the Rock Down Right Tour stop in 2017. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, it's Utah Acoustic. On August 31st, that's a Thursday night at Cooper Station in Sarver, they'll feature an Arsenal tasting, live music with Utah, and it all starts at 6. So, nice early evening. Come out and enjoy the festivities, the brews, and the great food as well. Also, on September 3rd, Noble Hops Band will be playing at Corbri Woodstock. Just another reason to check out CorbriWoodstock.com. Wednesday, September 6th, it's a Thunder at the Barn bike night at Peter B's in Sarver with Gatto Harley-Davidson. Giveaways, live acoustic music, and $2 tacos. And by the way, on September 17th, the Noble Hops Band will be performing at the Narcisse Winery.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back to finish up our Grassroots Show here for tonight. Thanks to Martin Vincent visiting with us tonight, and thanks to all of the musicians who provide great local music for us to highlight Sunday nights on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, joining Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. This segment presented by P&W Construction. And, hey, a lot going on. Of course, we mentioned the wall, the moving wall, is coming to Butler, the Butler VA on Newcastle Road. It will be arriving in grand scale. And, again, reminder, motorcyclists, they're looking for bikes to help escort that wall to the Butler VA on Wednesday of this coming week. That's the 23rd. And then the wall will be here through that weekend. I think it remains through next Sunday's show, actually, so. You'll have an opportunity 24/7 to go out and see that. So please get out and visit, support. And if you have a bike or if you know somebody that has a motorcycle, make sure they've heard about it so that they can be a part of what will truly be a remarkable sight if they are able to get that 1,000 bikes. I think they're going to do more than that, but we want to make sure they hit that key mark.
Yeah, and if you're on Facebook, there is information on there about this. So check that out. Hit Walt Skibicki up. Hit the Butler County American Legion Riders. If you still can't find any information about it, let us know and we will get you the information. But and also, if you're in any of the Zellian, Opal, Evans City communities along the way up to Butler there, they would love to see people lining the streets as this comes through. So
fantastic. All right, and as you heard on the concert calendar, a lot going on in the coming days and weeks ahead, including Utah doing an acoustic set out at Cooper Station. And folks, if you've never stopped by Cooper Station restaurant in Sarver, it's right before Larnerville Speedway. They always host some great acoustic music, and they have unbelievable food. Their menu is to die for. So I encourage, if you've never been out there, or if you have and haven't been in a while, that you mark your calendar for August 31st. We recommend highly you be there because Utah will be there playing some music. There'll be great food, and I think there's going to be some tasting going on too, huh?
Yes, Arsenal will be out there doing a tasting as well. So I'm just background noise to the event that they have going on. And but yeah, I hope to see some friends out there and be a fun time. I always have a good time there.
That's a Thursday night, August 31st.
Yes, it is. Yep.
And then Noble Hops Band down at Corbry Woodstock. Don't forget about the Corbry Woodstock Festival, 1-day event, Labor Day weekend, and tickets are on sale only. Or online, on sale only.
Yeah, they won't be doing them at the gate, so make sure you hop on there and get your tickets because it's just a few 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it is.
2 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. CorbryWoodstock.com is the place to mark. And don't forget, Thunder at the Barn Bike Night, another night at Peter B's in Sarver, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Always some live acoustic music. It Bill from Doppler Effect out there most recently.
Huh? Bill, Brian, and Chris. We had three of the four out there, and they tore it up. It was a great evening. We had five rows of bikes and just great music and good time. Gatto Harley-Davidson, of course, always doing that with us out there. And Peter B's, no better place for your bike to be right there, I'll tell you that. But great stuff.
And may I recommend as well, speaking of the Noble Hops Band, on the 17th of September, is that a Sunday?
That's a Sunday, yeah.
Sunday afternoon. Some folks that have really been supporting the local music scene, Narcisse Winery, and they're down off 910 Bakerstown area, if you know where that is. You guys will be playing there, but boy, talk about people that are great supporters of the local music scene.
Yeah, very excited about this. And you know, Mary Lou Scherter is the one that introduced me to him. She said, hey, come out and play a few songs with me. I'm playing there. Got to meet these people. They are just incredible people. Found out that they're doing live music there 3-4 times a week. And we've got to get them on the air and find out what's going on with them. We're getting pretty late in the year. Maybe we be more on top of it next year for the start of their season. But what a beautiful setting. They've come out to catch the Noble Hops Band at Reclamation Brewing. I've seen them out at other local live music events. Not only do they host it, but they get out and support it too. How cool.
Very, very cool. So thank you to the folks at Narcisse Winery, and get out and support that local music.
And speaking of Reclamation Brewing, their wine is available at Reclamation Brewing.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, because they've been in attendance when Reclamation has had some local music there. So always a lot going on. We try to keep you up to date with it. And if you have something going on, if you're in a band or you know somebody who is, and you'd like to get on the concert calendar, head it over to grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. One word, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, stands for Butler County Radio Network. Very easy to get in touch with us. Please pass us your information, music, and more. You can send it over. You can email an MP3 to us. And please give us your background information so we can talk about you. Or you can also send over a CD if you'd like. 252 Pillow Street in Butler, 16001. We recommend you send two copies, one for the show and one for Shady Lady Productions, in case Utah needs to book somebody.
Absolutely. Please send two. And also, you know, if Bob only has a CD, I don't get to hear. I might like something different than Bob does.
Yeah.
And it might be, you know, me that gets a song on, or vice versa, Bob. So you got to get both of us some copies. And I want to throw this out there, too. If you have contacted us in the past and haven't heard back from us, please feel free to do so again. We were buried with Rock Done Right through much of this summer. I mean buried. And we apologize. But just knock on the door again. Say, hey, I sent you something. Just want to follow up on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not offended by you banging on our door.
Not at all.
Because as my mom always said, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So grease yourselves, all right? Hey, and well, here's a prime example of that. Somebody hit us up on the grassroots@bcrnetwork.com site. I hope I pronounce his name right. I'll just say it's Rick G. And he's one of the members of the band The Optimists. And they have a new CD out. And pretty cool stuff. We're going to play a song, actually, that leads off the CD. But also, I saw on the CD package that they have dedicated this to the late Skell drummer, Keith Queter, in memory of him. So obviously they know Keith and know the guys in this music scene. This is a song called Team Doubtful from The Optimists. This is a pretty fun song. I think you're going to enjoy it.
All right, and I say we take the show out with some folk hammer. And you know, I personally want to thank Martin Vincent for just a great interview tonight and sharing his story with us. And I thought the first time I'd met him was at the Band Geeks for Autism Speaks concert. But apparently, Jim Levere, who we both are big fans of, introduced me to Martin at Corbry Woodstock a few years ago. I don't remember it. I apologize for that. I get introduced to so many people, and usually I'm talking to five people at one time, and it's hard to keep up with sometimes.
In addition to the own voices in our heads. Right?
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I'm here in management. I was going, watch what you say on your show. We'll suspend you again. But yeah, let's take this show out, and this kind of ties in with Martin's story a little bit, too, I think, and some of what he talked about tonight, and folk hammer and a great song called Can't Quit Your Calling.
All right, and we hope you won't quit listening and supporting local music, my friends. Grassroots Show here on a Sunday night on The Rock Station, 97.7. Thank you for listening.
Ain't whether you win or lose. We've been playing for what seemed like a lifetime. Every waking moment had its own rhyme. But it lies awake at night, and it wonders if they'll ever hear his song. 'Cause it was clear that it'll never make the big time. As if 30 years of borrows weren't enough sign. But it dreams about the glory, and it isn't at the local five and dime. Not this time. 'Cause you can't quit your calling, like an angel that's still falling. Can't share the wings you're hauling when they're too much to bear. And you might find forgiveness for the times you bore no witness. But for those of you that's sinless, you can't cast a stone. You might slow the faith that you've been stalling, but you can't quit your calling. He has a girl, and he's known her nearly all her life. And it was 20 years ago he went and made her his wife. But he lies awake and wonders if she loves, 'cause he always played her song. She lies there beside him as she blows, saying, "Baby, it won't be long. You just hang on." 'Cause you can't quit your calling, like an angel that's still falling. Yet share the wings you hold when they're too much to bear. But you might find forgiveness for the times you bore no witness. But for those of you that sins, you can't cast a stone. You've been stalling, but you can't quit your calling. You can't quit the calling that's been laid upon your soul. You may not believe this, it's beyond all your control. 'Cause you can't find salvation if you're walking on the wrong side of the road. As much I know. He's moving towards the stage on a Friday night, and he's staring on at judgment through a fading spot of light. But it seems he's found the glory, and it isn't at the local Friday night. And he thinks that he's made it, even though he's about a quarter past his prime. But he don't mind. You can't quit your calling, like an angel that's still falling. You can't shed the wings you're hauling when they're too much to bear. But you might find forgiveness for the times you bore no witness. For those of you that sinners, you can't cast a stone. You might slow the faith that you've been stalling, but you can't quit your calling. No. You can't quit your calling.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios, vacation season is here. So, whether you're headed to Martha's Vineyard or Virginia Beach, Honda North has the cars to get you there safely and comfort. Like the brand new 2018 Honda Odyssey, the most durable, longest-lasting minivan on the market. Drive one today during the Honda Summer Bration sales event. Going on now at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Priceless gift, one not subtle, one not on the list. Send away for a perfect world, one not simply so absurd. In these times of doing what you're told, keep this feeling.
production.
I don't play the same.